I have an idea. How about a bedtime story? What do you think?
Love it. Yeah, this is not Samuel L. Jackson, is it?
No, it isn't. Tim Murphy. Okay, he works in the film industry here locally, but he's actually been reading J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series to his nieces and nephews over Facebook Live every night. Now, the virtual event is actually starting to gain traction with a wider audience. I spoke with Murphy's 8-year-old niece, Josie Kylie Ellis, and, about what she thinks about her uncle having the nightly story time. But first, let's get Tim Murphy to explain how this all began.
My magnificent wife, Maggie, has a brother who was in a cabin with him, his wife, and an 8-year-old child who was slowly driving them mad. So she said, do me a favor, just read a little bit of Harry Potter to Patrick. Just to Patrick. Okay, sure. And I did. I started a chapter, and Patrick immediately lost interest and wandered away. But she said, no, do it for other kids, too. Do it for my niece and her friends. And now I'm somewhere around 100 people in the night are just tuning in to listen to me read chunks of Harry Potter. It's great.
Harry picked up a piece of paper that was lying on the table under the tea cozy. It was a cutting from the Daily Prophet newspaper. Gringotts break-in latest. Investigations continue into the break-in at Gringotts on 31 July, widely believed to be the work of dark wizards or witches unknown.
Kind of special to have my uncle on Facebook. I don't know a lot about Facebook, but I think it's pretty cool. I think it's just amazing. He has the perfect expression for every single one of the voices. He understands what the characters in the book are meaning and thinking about, so we can understand them too when he reads it. He has the right kind of body and personality for reading that book.
So what has the response been?
I get lots and lots of comments. They're mostly positive, some inquisitive. A lot of complaints about how J.K. Rowling, she does write beautifully, but she writes the most magnificent cliffhangers on the end of each chapter. And some of them aren't even cliffhangers per se. They're not a suspenseful moment as in what will happen next. They're suggestive moments of, oh my goodness, where could it possibly go from here? Those are brilliant moments. And that's what people react to. You get complaints.
That's awesome.
Stop there. It's like, hey, it's not my fault. I didn't write it.
Josie, how do you deal with waiting till the next night?
I don't, and I do not deal with waiting till the next night. I cannot deal with it. That is not in my brain.
Gringotts goblins today insisted that nothing had been taken. The vault that was searched had in fact been emptied the same day. But we're not telling you what was in there, so keep your noses out of it if you know what's good for you, said a Gringotts spokesgoblin this afternoon. Harry remembered Ron telling him on the train that someone had tried to rob Gringotts, but Ron hadn't mentioned the date.
Why J.K. Rowling? So why did you choose that book?
They were my kids' favorite books for years. When I started, I was reading for one little 8-year-old boy. An 8-year-old boy? Perfect. J.K. Rowling is perfect. Now I have about 6 kids and 85 adults listening to this every night. I don't know why. All the adults want to listen to it. They're not interested in even bringing their kids into the room. It's become their, not normalcy, certainly not, but scheduled event in a life that right now has no scheduled events.
And that was Tim Murphy, who's been reading on Facebook and gaining an audience each night. It happens at 7 p.m. And we also spoke with his 8-year-old niece, Josie Kylie Ellis. Isn't that something? Like, he's really good at it.